This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, one to go, 1 hour left of the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel live from the palatial studios of Gow Media in the Houston Galleria area. It is the three of us here for you. News of the day, Frank Reich, the offensive coordinator of the Eagles, is the man with a plan that has officially signed on the dotted line to be the Indianapolis Colts' new head coach. So he is in because Josh McDaniels pulled his name out in an effort to stay with Tom Terrific and the Patriots. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. We covered the basketball angles. Astros, Barry, I was going to ask you about this. Our website, our 97.5, ESPN975.com website had this article as well. Where are you on the Stros trying to catch on to the fire sale with the Marlins? Their catcher, an up-and-coming prospect that everybody's very high on, JT Realmuto, if I'm saying that correctly, close enough, is on the market. A lot of teams think he'd be a heck of a get, but if the price is Kyle Tucker, is it too high?
I mean, this dude, Realmuto, he has a lot of promise. The last couple of years, he's hit pretty well for a catcher. I think he had 17 home runs last year. He'll be in the top 10 in RBIs for a catcher. Mm-hmm. Not a great on-base percentage, which kind of flies in the face a little bit of what this team does. They get on base, whether it's long ball or walks or whatever, you know, the three outcomes.
Right.
But I think that when you consider a guy like Tucker, and you can't win anything on potential, but you know that your catcher position is going to have to be addressed in the next year or two because it's old. That's the old position. It is a position that they addressed in the offseason last year. Right. They've got Evan Gattis as a backup. They moved Jason Castro out. They brought in
Brian McCann.
Yeah, Brian McCann. So, and Brian McCann had a very respectable year for a catcher, especially at his age.
Offensively.
Putting in 18 and 62. Yeah, 18 home runs, 62 RBIs. Offensively, that's great. I mean, comparing to who they're talking about trading for, Realmuto, he had 17 home runs and 65 RBIs. So are you willing to trade away your best prospect for a guy that can put up the same number as Brian McCann, but just do it because he's younger?
And my big concern is defensively. You and I talked about this. One of the one weaknesses of this team, if they were heading into the playoffs, was going to be defensively. Were teams going to get base runners and capitalize on the fact that between Gattis and McCann, they had a real tough time throwing guys out and keeping guys in check on the base pad?
It is definitely a place that they could get better at.
Yes. Yes, so that's a concern of mine as well. And is it a big enough concern to give up your top prospect?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, to answer your question, no. They won a World Series with two guys that couldn't throw out a guy on a walker, but they were able to still win a World Series. So I don't think it's something that hindered them necessarily. Is it a hole? Yeah. Is it a deficiency on the team? Yeah, but not one that affected them enough to cost them a championship. But I think he is a better, you know, defensive catcher when it comes to throwing out runners. When you look at the numbers, though, I pulled them up. I wanted to compare them when you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I mean, their numbers are essentially the same. 17 and 18, 65 and 62. It's really close. The difference is the number of bats. Brian McCann put up the same numbers and a third of the at-bats that Realmuto did.
So Realmuto had more at-bats.
532 okay. at-bats compared to Brian McCann's 349. One homer difference and two more RBIs three more RBIs for Realmuto. So big difference in as far as those at-bats go. And I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. At some point, you've got to replace some of the top-tier talent that you have that you're going to lose because you can't afford to keep them. Now, do you want to replace them with guys that are okay? Or do you want to replace them with guys that can replace the production? And I think that's what they're thinking Kyle Tucker is. When you move George Springer or lose George Springer in the next couple of years, and you know, he signed the 2-year deal and that's great, But when you lose him in the next couple of years, who's going to replace him and his production? And I think they think Kyle Tucker's going to be that guy in the outfield.
Kyle Tucker, Derek Fisher. And here's the other thing. The other thing that you have to keep in mind is, you know, kudos to Jeff Luhnow, who rebuilt the farm system. But you've had to give up prospects here and there to get your Verlanders, to make the moves that you made with Garrett Cole. So here's the thing. You have to make sure that you don't fall off the planet again and get yourself in a situation that you were just a few years ago in a cupboard that was completely bare in the farm system. And like you said, you also have to kind of get the heir apparents ready to go in case you lose one or more of your core four. So to me, yeah, the downside is, well, Kyle Tucker may never pan out. But if he does, and you gave him away for a catcher when you are facing some harsh realities with your four best players in the next couple of years, and he could have filled one of those roles, it seems to be too high of a price to give up just to try and capitalize on the right here and now for another catcher, which similar numbers to the guys that they already have.
And I wanted to see who Garrett Stubbs is the guy in their minor league system that's the highest rated catcher they have. He's 13th overall on their prospect list. But it's difficult to get a good catcher. I will say that. Outfielders, I mean, since it's a positions of three, they're more abundant than a good catcher is. But this is a team that I don't think you necessarily need a guy in that position that can hit well and do it all. You can't have a guy that hurts you in the middle of the lineup like Jason Castro did. What Brian McCann and Evan Gattis brought to the position is exactly what you need. It's driving some runs, not going to hit for a high average, but not going to hurt you and just kill rallies every single time they come to the plate. Every time Castro came to the plate, you just easy out. It's an automatic out.
No question.
You didn't think that with Gattis and with McCann. So defensively,
for a guy who's supposed to be a defensive specialist, at the end of it there, his tenure in Houston, it wasn't exactly that great with Castro either.
It wasn't that pretty. So, and Evan Gattis, surprisingly, he can throw some guys out. He's just not going to get the start over a guy like Brian McCann because the way that McCann handles that staff so well. I think I wouldn't do the deal. I would hang on to Tucker
myself. And
those
guys are under contract, so you know they're going to be there.
Yeah.
So essentially, you don't want to give the third catcher position to a guy that you're getting and you're obtaining by giving up your top prospect for all intents and purposes.
Not for giving up a guy who right now everyone in the world would love to have on their team in the next couple of years because he'll be playing in the majors.
And for all of you people out there that are bitter and want to know why we're talking baseball at this point in the season, well, oh, by the way, pitchers and catchers report on Valentine's Day.
I'm so happy.
So, yeah, the time is now. Okay, yep. So get over it, and let's talk baseball. Let's talk about the world champs and their ability to repeat. That'll be a fun conversation we can have from, say, Wednesday or today or whenever in between, all the way through the rest of the summer. So, how you like them apples?
I'm ready. Right.
Fort Worth Jay wants to get in here. I believe it's Fort Worth Jay, yes, who wants to get in here and want to give us a little grief, Jay?
Hey, man, I got on Twitter, like I said.
Okay.
Why y'all don't be retweeting my stuff or liking my tweets, man?
I don't follow you on Twitter. I don't really follow a ton of listeners.
But he sent it to us.
But if I tag y'all, man, y'all supposed to show me some love, man. I'm trying to build my brand, and y'all ain't helping.
I love how he called us out.
Jay, everybody.
The only person who's responded to any of my tweets is Barry. So the next show, I got to go.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if he didn't, I've been wanting to catch Barry. But, man, y'all talk all this bad stuff about me,
Cowboy, man,
that I get on Twitter. I put Forward Jay on there, and y'all just treat me like a scrub, dog. Don't you get popularity by people retweeting your stuff? I want to be popular, man. What's up?
Jay, if we sign Joe Johnson to a contract with the Rockets, does that mean he's going to start right away? No, it's baby steps, brother. You're on Twitter.
Bro, we see you there. Like, I'm kind of like VIP with y'all, man. Like, if we was out, you know, we'd buy some shots and play with some girls without your wives finding out. You know, so, I mean, I'm just saying,
Jay,
man. I just want y'all
see,
to
now
help
Jay,
me
now
y'all.
You're getting them in trouble now,
Jay, I'm going to help you. Jay, give your Twitter handle out right now. Some of the peeps will go follow you. What's your Twitter handle? Give it
I got it for you, Jay. It's at JGood1911.
People going to be killing me on Twitter.
What is it? No, give it out.
No, I've given it out.
Give it
Mister,
out.
We're going to be freaking popular, and we're going to make you something. at JGood1911.
Yeah. And it'll say Forward Jay in black.
Yeah, not your. Why does that have to be
Wait,
black?
What is it again? I'm confused. Hold on.
Well, he was giving you the dummy account.
I had one, actually. I had to reactivate it because I hadn't looked at it since 2012. So I just changed the four-word J, but I think if you come up, it comes up, it just says J Good 1911.
Dude,
I don't know, man. Y'all asking too many questions.
Man, I just typed in Fort Worth J-A, and the only thing that comes up is Fort Worth Jazzercise. Is that you?
No, there's no A. Fort Worth and the letter J.
By itself, man. Yeah,
I know you Jazzercise. Jay, I know you Jazzercise. Don't try it.
Yeah, just Fort Worth J letter.
Well, I mean, I only Jazzercise on Wednesdays, but don't put that on the air. All right, y'all have a good day.
All right, man. I can't find him anywhere. Did I mute
him? I just followed
you
him.
And I actually talked about it off the air.
We did?
Yeah, because we were not sold on who he was referring to, so we didn't want to mention it and misspeak.
I try to interact with as many people as I can. Sometimes I miss it, you know. So
and
don't
all the usual. But the I'm really good. That are on
obviously
Twitter.
He wasn't talking to me. He was talking to you two.
Yeah,
A-holes.
I noticed that. Well, I honestly felt like I have responded to him, but maybe
no,
I haven't.
No, you haven't. Obviously not. Because he wasn't talking to me.
He was specifically called to call us out. So.
Yes, good. Well, I'm glad. I'm really glad. So, now I know which tweet you're talking about.
Yeah, I tried to show it to you.
Yeah, that's not.
I just sent him a message. Well, hey, there's Jay. What do you say? So there, I've responded. You want me to like it too, Jay? Some people need to be coddled a little bit more than others. You'd have thought that Jay didn't, but he does, and there you go. By the way, welcome back, Chan.
Yeah.
Good to have him back in the country, in the U.S. of A., and listening to us after his extended, I don't know if it was a vacation or a trip, but he said he missed us, and we missed him as well. Shout out to former intern Kelly Iko, who is really, I give that kid credit. He's going to school in Austin. He comes in for most of the Rockets games. He writes on the Rockets. He tweets on the Rockets, and he wants to be a journalist. That's how you do it before you actually hit the real world. You're doing it while you're still in school.
Hustling.
And he is hustling, and he is pounding the pavement. And Kelly, shout out to you.
Every day he's hustling.
That's exactly right.
Somebody texted and said, Derek Jeter gave up the best power hitter for a bag of baseballs, but now wants better prospects for a catcher. Get the bleep out of here. And then we were the token black couple that sat front row at Barry's 10 o'clock show Saturday. Dude was hilarious. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember, have a photogenic memory to be able to say, I remember at this show those people? Or
I do. I remember them because there's some jokes that I do.
And if you don't, you still say you remember them.
No.
Obviously.
Because you weren't there, but you know the joke that I do where I say, so I used to be black. And you remember that joke?
Kind of. Which one?
It was right after I do all the jokes about being fat.
Oh, okay.
But I said that, and then I kind of looked to the side because they were on my left. And I looked to the right, and I said, Are they looking? So I picked on them a little bit. So, of course, I remember them. They were right up there in front row. So I got to have fun. Pick on them. It was a good time. And everybody's going, what is this?
You had fun by picking on them.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That's shocking to me.
You? Really?
Oh, yeah. All right. We got about 45 minutes left to go in the big show. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll kick it around. We see you, Lot. We'll get you back in on the phone lines. And if you want to join Lot and get in here and talk to us like Jay just did, HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. You can text or call that number. If you want to venture out like Jay and really get technical and advanced, you can hit us up on Twitter as well, where we check our tweets throughout the show and try to respond whenever we feel that they are worthy of such, Jay. Then we will reach out and reach back to you, as the case may be. So we'll be back with much more of the big show. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Final hour. Usual Suspects. Johnny Manziel says he's bipolar, boys. Says he blames everything on what he's been going through in the past on his bipolar. He's taking meds.
Give him another chance.
And he's ready for his second, third, fourth, and fifth chances.
Oh, Johnny.
If you're an ag, like you kind of are.
No, I'm not. I'm not an ag. There you go.
But that's are you to the point of John Manziel needs to grow up? And is it easier for you to say, okay, well, there's the answer that we were looking for as to why all this was going on? Or is it easier to say, Really, Johnny? Do you have proof? Because for those people that are really bipolar, I would hope to God you're not making this up like some of the crap you've made up in the past.
I think you need to take what he says with a grain of salt. I mean,
and a shot.
Or six. And then throw some things out the window.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I guess it wouldn't be a grain of salt.
What's wrong with his life now?
It would be a rim of salt.
You're a wannabe quarterback that gets all kinds of strange ash. What's the big deal?
And don't tell me he's not making any money, because daddy's got enough. He'll be fine.
What's the big deal?
He had the Snickers commercials. He's not hurting. He got
plenty. He stole money from the Browns.
Yeah, he got plenty of money.
Yeah.
I'm all for giving somebody a second chance if they really have an issue. But what I would hope is that this isn't, like you're suggesting, Joel, like a PR stunt. Like, his agent got together and said, look, you probably have a little bit of a mental imbalance, but it's not bad. But we could get a doctor to say you're bipolar. You take a couple of pills. You get back out there and let's go make some money. That's what I hope this is not. But if I'm a team, it's too late. Look, I'm sorry. I wish you the best, but everybody in the NFL is moving.
As young as he is, there's a small window, man. Small window of opportunity.
You know what? Go prove it in the CFL.
Well, but Barry,
if Doug Flutie can go up there and play for 5 years or 7 years, why don't you go do that and get more
income?
But he wasn't even, that's exactly right. That's why he did this. That's what Barry's talking about. That's what I brought up. The fact of the matter is his PR staff had to spin this enough to at least get him the opportunity to play in the CFL. He wasn't getting any NFL looks, but last year he couldn't even get a CFL look because when they were rumored to sign him, there was almost as much backlash as there was for Art Briles. What does that tell you? We don't want that headache. So maybe this opens the door to at least him allow, before he goes to the Arena League, he wants to play real football, at least Canadian style.
Didn't VY actually get signed in the Canadian League?
Yeah.
See, I think the goal is to just keep your name out there, even though you kind of know you don't got a real shot. You know what I mean? Keep your name in there, probably. Out there.
You know what would be cool, too?
Any publicity is good.
Speaking of VY, we just need this show to go good enough that we can someday go to a TriStar show and get paid to sign our name. Because no matter how much VY crapped the bed after his first year in Tennessee, no matter how much it didn't work in Green Bay and the CFL and all the other teams that tried to give him a shot, he shows up for an hour with a couple of Sharpies. And because of that national championship, and because of that Rose Bowl victory, he's still getting paid very well.
It's crazy.
Isn't it, though?
And he's done. I mean, he was okay for the time that he was here. He had the big win against the Texans here at home and all that. And, man, what a waste. It just feels like these guys are just, they have so much talent, but I don't know. I feel bad for them, but in a way I don't. I mean, they made their money. They probably have made more money than I'm making my life, so I guess I'm not going to feel too bad for them. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too. I mean, because Vince also got a deal that he actually put on hold to go take another shot at the CFL, but Vince has, like, an ambassador's role at the University of Texas that I believe is rumored to be six figures.
Yeah,
so he's just on campus and, you know, talking to kids and folks, and he's getting paid well there. I mean, in our world, $100,000. He's doing great.
Yeah.
You know, and then the other thing is, it just shows you what success does, because all the Astros, from the bottom of the top of the roster, it Musgrove was in town. They were all signing stuff for TriStar and getting paid simply because they won the ring. So Peacock, all the way up and down. Biggio and Bagwell were there, sure. Some of the big names were there, but a lot of the young kids were getting there, and they were getting paid because they earned it.
Yeah.
So that's the cool thing about it.
We're not going to break till we take Lot's call, because what he has to say is very important.
Let's just get this out of the way. Lot, I'm cutting everybody off after you. So
no.
We're going to bring you in to spew the venom one last time. What's up?
What's up, fellas? Man, I just want to congratulate Barry on a good show this past weekend. I was there at the 10 o'clock show. Man, he did a good job.
Thank you, Lot. I appreciate that, man. Thanks for coming out and the supporting. I really do appreciate it.
All right. I got one of your koozies, too, man.
Nice.
I can't wait to use it.
There you go.
What about the T-shirts, Lot?
Get the T-shirt. I didn't have his size, I bet.
That's not nice.
Nah, I didn't get a shirt, dude.
See, all I had was medium.
I was the guy in the yellow shirt. That's why I bought the yellow
suit. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he wasn't fitting the medium.
Okay. Nah, I couldn't get my arm through that.
You said I couldn't get my arm through that.
But they make really nice dish towels.
Lot, you're wild, dude. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming out. Seriously.
That was fantastic. I like how he embraced it. Great call, Lot.
I love the fact that just watching Twitter during the times that your shows were going on, too, to see all of the listeners posting the pics and things like that.
It was cool, man.
Aside from El Jefe.
Aside from Ojefe?
Yeah, because he did the zoom in on your face and made it weird.
You know he's got to do that. He, any chance that Ojefe has to try to make me look bad, he's going to take it. Any chance.
Any of us.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, we got a half hour to go on the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ Jung, and the Blitz. It's a Monday. We're rolling along, and we're having a good time. If you are too, but there's something you want to get off your mind, get off your chest, and bring to us and put it on the table, we'll address it if you get here in time. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects back with the final 30 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. 30 minutes to go in the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday. Having a good time after on the aftermath of the huge super weekend Barry had at the Joke Joint.
Eagles Nick checking in, said he got a koozie. Much appreciated, my friend. Somebody else said they brought their wife, who was from Oklahoma City, because I spend about 6 or 7 minutes just crapping all over Oklahoma in my set.
Did Eagles Nick go to the other shows
area
as well, just to make sure that he got his point across to all of them, or did he stay specific to just your
No, I think it was probably just mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if when you were on your set and you said, is anybody here from Oklahoma, because you knew you were about to trash him for the next 6 or 7 minutes?
Yeah.
If those people that actually raised their hands were actually from Oklahoma.
I don't know. I feel like they
were just rolling with it.
You think so?
All right. They could have been. They could have been from Oklahoma. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't, because one of the shows this weekend, nobody said yes. So I'm assuming that people that are saying, yeah, I'm from Oklahoma, genuinely are.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's just an assumption, though. Not that I care, because I'm doing the jokes regardless.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if anyone here is from Oklahoma or not. We're good to work. You're getting these jokes. So just
deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So that's cool. So again, other than that, I'm looking at, you know, news of the day. I think Frank Reich was like the worst kept secret. A lot of people thought that Leslie Frazier was going to be in the running for the Indy job, but it seemed like they were going offense. That's why they went with McDaniels in part. When he bowed out, I kind of had the indication all along that they were going to stay offensive. They get a guy that didn't call the plays in Philadelphia, but his track record states he knows offense. He knows how to get the best out of whoever is playing for him. So I think, again, the big question there is just what's going to happen with Andrew Luck.
Yeah, well, just health-wise. Is he going to come back and be healthy? And then how much rust is he going to have? How well is he going to play? Or how long is it going to take for him to get back to the Andrew Luck of old? Or will he ever? There's a lot of questions around him and that team because of it. So,
and the funny thing is, too, is that for a division that was basically the Texans to lose for so many years, or a two-team race with the Colts, but now it's fast becoming one of the most competitive divisions in the NFL with the emergence of Jacksonville. Regardless of who quarterbacks them next year, they have everything but a quarterback, and they have options to get one. Their defense is all world. Tennessee on both sides of the football has a ton of talent, as we know. Indy may be the bottom feeder right now because of the question marks with Luck. And then you have the Texans. And, of course, you got to make sure that you got a healthy quarterback. But if Deshaun is healthy, then you got him, and you've got – and again – I keep saying this. Everybody's like, oh, the draft. The draft is coming up in a couple weeks. Yeah, regardless if we don't have a first and a second. Your big time is going to be in free agency and trades. If the trades are pretty much a rarity in the NFL, so they got to go and use free agency like the draft for them and try and do some things to reconstruct an offensive line, make improvements there. The secondary needs help too. And they got to start there first and then worry about rounds 3 through whatever in the draft.
Well, that's what I was saying about, what was it, last year where they didn't spend any money? So they've got to spend some money this year in free agency. And they're not going to have a choice. They can't not spend money 2 years in a row. That would just it's going to be counterproductive. They've got too many holes to fill. I saw the list that you had posted on our rundown about the 25 stars that could be cut. Mm-hmm. There's some names on there that they may have to go after. So
that's where I was
they're
going
to have
that.
To do something. But I real quick, before you move on, I wanted to make a point about the AFC South and how you said that everybody was dogging the AFC South, and they were the joke of the AFC for years. Mm-hmm. There's six teams that make the playoffs. Two-thirds of the playoff teams in the AFC were from the AFC South. So it's a much better, it's a much improved division.
But you know as well as I do, for years people were dogging the hell out.
No, I'm agreeing with you, but I'm just saying, look at that now, how it's flipped, and it's now there's two good teams in the AFC South, and you don't know what you're going to get from the Texans, but if they're healthy and everybody plays up to their potential, it could be a three team race, like you were saying.
And I was leading you down that path. I wasn't going to change topics. I was going to get to that list next, because with free agency in mind, there's a lot of teams that have a lot of tough decisions to make because of the cap, because of guys getting a little bit older. There's some names on that list that I don't think you'd turn away. I know that your number one Julie McCoy for the Love Boat these days is D-Hop, who's out there trying to lobby for players to come this way, like Malcolm Butler. Uh-huh. And he's even been doing it to Jimmy Graham as well, who would be a one hell of an addition for a team that likes to use the tight end. But of the top 25, you know, you can kind of go the ding, ding, ding route when we hit on a name that the Texans might look at. One is outside linebacker of the Chiefs, Justin Houston. Two, Mike Glennon, the quarterback of the Bears, which they don't. Three, Tyrann Mathieu from the Cardinals, free safety.
Yeah.
Four, Richard Sherman, cornerback, Seahawks, one of the best in the game just a few years ago. Coming back off an Achilles, yes, but if he's healthy, he could help you. Then Michael Bennett, the defensive end of the Seahawks. Muhammad Wilkerson of the Jets. Dez Bryant, which is going to be an interesting story in Dallas, as well as Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders of the Broncos, both wide receivers. But 10 is Akeem Talib, and there is another one that, yeah, he might be a little bit of a handful sometimes off the field, but let me just tell you, Akeem Talib on the field, there's little to no doubt that guy can play his position very, very well at a position that the Texans need help with.
Yeah, there's several in this list. And like you said, there's other positions. I mean, if a guy like Martellus Bennett gets cut, if a guy, you're going to probably need some depth. Was it Nick that was saying that Fedorowicz was contemplating retirement?
We both were saying it, yeah, because of the fact that he went back and got his number retired from Iowa. And basically after the fourth concussion is saying, I might not be doing this anymore.
But I tell you what, a guy like the Honey Badger, if you could pick him up for the back end of that secondary.
No question about it. So there's some big names on the list. You mentioned Martellus Bennett at 15. Derek Johnson, the linebacker. The Chiefs got a lot of them, by the way. Chiefs got some guys on their defense front seven that need to be addressed.
I know you were upset to see 11 and 12, Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb on that list.
And basically, it's kind of up in the air now if they'll do anything. But I think of the two, Cobb is the guy that they're looking at. Jordy, they expect it will be fine and come back. And he's got such a connection with Rodgers. Cobb's making 11 or 12 as a slot receiver, and that could be something that they maybe try to address because they just paid Devontae Adams so much money that they're going to have to do some. But it's going to be interesting because teams got to juggle these cap numbers, and with them, there's going to be guys out there, and like you said, and we both have been talking about, this is where the Texans have to excel. These are the guys that they have to pursue, try and get them at a cap-friendly number, but this is how you improve your team. And the one thing that I say in looking at this list, no offensive linemen.
Yeah, well, they're
it's slim pickings.
Yeah, you're not cutting them. But number 25 on the list, Brian Cushing.
Yep. What do you think they do? We talked about the dead money.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to cut ties, don't you? After him getting popped again, is it really worth the headache keeping him around an older? He's a year older. He's gonna be slower.
Romeo Crennel returns.
Yeah,
he knows Romeo's system. The dead money is going to be key, too, because they can't just afford to be letting money just fly away for his replacement, especially if you have to go out and pay his replacement, I mean. So it'll be interesting to see, because I know the dead money goes down from what it would have been if they had cut him right after the suspension. But at the same time, I don't think they can afford any dead money right now because of how much they're going to have to spend.
Well, 2018, his dead cap space would be $1.2 million.
Oh, that's not bad.
Mm-mm. So that's 2018, and there's none in 2019. So if you want to make room or you want to cut him, you can do so. And the penalty is only about $1.2 million. I say only. That's still, they're going to need it because they've got so many holes. But if you think it'll make you better, it might be worth the risk because he's slotted to make 8.8 cap hit.
OK. Okay.
So you could save $7 million roughly if you cut him.
Then I do it.
Yeah.
I do it because he's older, he's banged up, he's been injury prone, and on top of it, you've got the PEDs. I know that he's a fan favorite. I know he's an organizational favorite, but you can do honors and handshakes later. I think when it comes down to a business decision, it's a cruel business sometimes.
It is. I know these guys like to bitch about loyalty and stuff, but it's the NFL, man. That's just how it goes.
It's like the Ryan Andersons of the world. When you're getting paid money and you know what the check is every 2 weeks, regardless whether you're starting or benching or whatever, you're on a roster, roll with it, buddy.
Yep.
It's all going to be okay at the end of the day. All right, speaking of that, it's going to be okay here, too. We got one segment to go. We're going to put a bow on it, wrap it up in the next 15 minutes, roughly, and then turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. When I pull up out front, you
see the Benz on dub. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday, and we will take you up till 4, then we'll turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7, and you find it all right here on ESPN 97.5. So, boys, what's on the agenda for this evening? Not a whole lot going on in sports. Rockets don't play till tomorrow night in Minneapolis against the Timber Puppies or the Timber Bulls, because they basically have become that. And then they wrap up the first half, quote-unquote, of the season before the All-Star break with Sacramento Wednesday, Nick?
Correct. Yep. When tomorrow it's on the road
right
in Minnesota and then at home in Houston against Sacramento.
I don't know. There's not a whole lot on TV tonight.
Is the All-Star break this coming weekend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they get like 7 or 8 days now that they've made it so that whether you play in the game or not, you still get time off. Because the argument was always your best players who need the rest the most, if they're participating in the festivities, go and get rushed around for 3 days of practices and appearances and all the different things that they got to do, and then they're thrown right back into it and never really get a chance to rest. Now they give those guys, after the game itself, they get almost that whole week to kind of recoup.
Yeah. Well, they'll actually have to play the Timberwolves twice this week, so I guess they have to be prepared for both games because that's kind of a serious
team. Minnesota tomorrow night, Sacramento Wednesday.
And then Minnesota comes to Houston on Friday.
Oh, so they're playing all the way. No, they can't because All-Star weekend starts Friday.
Yeah. Or no, February 23rd.
That's Friday. After the break.
So that's after the break.
Yeah. So two things that I need to, well, one I need to catch up on and one text. Somebody texted and said, Barry, was your show recorded and where can we watch it online? Yeah, I recorded it, but not to play. Like that's the thing. You got to come out and watch the show. I don't, there's no benefit for me to just put a set online so that you don't have to go and buy a ticket and show up to the club and all that. Defeats
Napster.
The purpose.
That's actually where I saw you first, was behind the cam.
That defeats the purpose. What?
Behind the camera.
That's not where you saw me first.
That's where I saw you first when I walked in the building. You were making adjustments to some camera.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right, because it was over there for Friday. Yeah, you're right. I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah.
It was in a different place on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't put a full set online. Then there would be no reason for you to come to
dumb
a show.
Business, right?
Exactly. There. Also, I had to follow up from something that we talked about. I don't believe it was last week. I think it was the week before. When did we talk about Nick two-stepping? Was it last week?
Yeah, it was for sure last week.
I wanted to circle back with you because I told you, I promised you that I would go home and ask Nora if I could take you out country dancing. And, you know, I would do the blocking and tackling up front and run interference on the big gals and take them two-stepping while you got the hot one. And she's all in. She was like, yeah, that sounds like fun. Are you going to, like, have someone video?
That's what she wants to see.
I was like, really? Like, yeah, you want to see Nick dance that bad? She's like, no, I want to see both of y'all dance that bad.
Doesn't it come down to the results? I mean, at the end of the day, if you are flying high and you land the hot chick out of this deal, then you want everybody to see it.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Because he's confident that this is going to work. This is all Barry's idea.
Yeah, it's totally going to
work. Which always ends badly.
And by the way, somebody left one of the shows this weekend. It was like, tell Nick we're going to the Buckwild. Meet us there. It was on Friday. It was the Friday you were there. I was like, oh, okay. And then you had already left, but they were going to the Buckwild and they wanted you to join them.
It's crazy how just the passing things that we mentioned that become staples with other people.
Nick at the Buckwild. But so we're definitely going to do this. I have a show this weekend. I can't do it. But maybe next weekend, you'll have to come up to the Casa, park your car, and I'll drive because I know you'll be drinking.
Barry will take a covered wagon.
You don't want me drinking. That's
you may have
to
spend the night. But I'll drive.
Especially if it's an unsuccessful night, I'm definitely drinking.
You're going to back the covered wagon out for the special occasion?
I may have to do that.
On the farm?
And I'll take us to Johnny B. Dalton's, and we'll try to get you some cowgirl loving.
But does he stay the night if he ends up bringing company home?
No, he's on his own, Ned. Okay. You better stay. So
you don't got a spare room on the farm?
I don't want
he
you
does.
Having
he sex. He's got like 3 acres, bro. If it's just you.
Dude, it's convenience. I'm drinking. I don't want to be driving all the way back down to the south side of part.
Let me explain something. You're not having sex in one of the beds in my house.
Why not?
With some random cow chick who, no.
How far is this place from your house?
It's probably like 25 minutes.
Okay, it's for me, it's like an hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's more time. Maybe you get you some road H.
But you did say, right, that if he doesn't end up taking anybody home, he can stay.
I had to catch myself. I almost said it.
He almost said it and he pulled back.
What did you say?
I said, but if he's not taking anybody home, then he can stay.
Yes, if he's drunk. If he's not, he needs to get the hell out and go home.
So, Nick. If
and I was
by the rare
depending
chance
on Barry
you don't
to help me out. What's
get
up?
Lucky, right? So by the rare chance you don't get lucky, right? But you're drunk. You can stay. And then you can rub one out in his bed, and then it doesn't matter if you had sex in it or not.
No, I have cameras in every room. I'll know.
Oh, that's just sick.
Oh, you're disgusting.
That's dirty.
I don't.
He probably
really
needs
don't.
It. I mean, there's like a full acre or two of land. Can, he needs a lot of property
that?
We
come back from Monday's show, and Barry goes, I got video of Nick in my spare bedroom. Woo!
Actually, you're right. I'm probably not going to go back to your house.
I got video of Nick riding a horse. Somebody texted and said, damn, Barry, I didn't take you for a C blocker. No, I did. I'm just, dude, you're going to let someone come over, your buddy, and have sex with some random strange chick in one of your beds? I don't think so. First of all, it's not even up to me. I just tell you right now, my wife would never allow
it. Of course not. Any normal wife wouldn't allow that.
What?
As well, she shouldn't.
Well, then why are you yelling at me? I can just tell you what the answer is going
to
be.
I just wanted
Nick
to see if I could
that.
Actually convince him into letting me because,
no,
you know.
No,
but if you come
that's
back early
$79.99 that I don't got to play.
Everybody's
to,
just socializing, having one last
six.
Drink.
You guys are, I can't. Same time, guys. It confuses me.
What, you can't multitask?
No.
What's wrong with you?
He acts like he's never done it.
I've never.
Yeah, you have. Shut it.
What were you saying, Joel?
No, just for that, Barry, I'm going to mention this story.
All right, what story?
Your favorite person has come out and said that after his rookie year deal expires with the Lakers, and he's sending this out now, all teams should be on red alert. He will not re-sign with the Lakers. He will only sign with a team that will take his two brothers as well. LaVar Ball has already said that the only way that Lonzo re-signs with the Lakers is if they take LaMelo and LaGello or whatever. And
LaGello?
Otherwise,
that's his new
they
name.
Will go, yeah, they will go LaGello? To the bidder that will sign all three of them.
The Armagello Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
That's his new name.
The Armagello
Cowboy. So that's what he's saying. He's only going to go to... Now, is he saying that or is his dad saying that?
This is what I'm saying. At one point, you just say, I'm a man and I'm taking enough heat from my teammates and players around the league. I'm just punching my dad in the face and telling him to shut the hell up.
So the dad said it.
The dad has said that the only team that Lonzo will sign with after his rookie deal is expired is a team that will also sign LiAngelo and LaMelo.
Okay, good. I hope so because no one will, and that means that they're all out of the NBA, and we don't have to hear
Welcome
from them anymore.
Welcome to Lithuania,
thank
Lonzo.
Goodness. Yeah, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. I hope that they stick to that. Yeah, I really
just
do.
Just a bunch of...
Because they'll be out of the NBA. Thank God.
I really do. I wish someone would just punch that dude in the mouth and just say, shut the hell up. And I wish Lonzo would do it because it's such a detriment to a kid that doesn't seem... For all intents and purposes, everybody you talk to says, he's a really good kid.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
He just has to live with the wrath placed upon him by his father.
You are who you hang out with, and that would be his fam. So that's what he is. Dr. Dre on 290 said, well, Barry, what if the chick that Nick picks up looks like the DJ from Dallas? Well, first of all, Dre, thank you for coming to the show this weekend. Second of all, it wasn't Dallas. It was Oklahoma City.
And she was fine.
Third of all, she was hot. Fourth of all, I'm still married. Hell no, because you're not getting me in trouble with my wife. I don't care what the girl looks like that he would pick up. No. Ain't happening.
You got the blessing, and that's all you need. You got the permission to take me, and that's it.
I mean, let's not push it. I can go out, and I can run interference for Nick at a country bar. Why do we need to push this any further? Can't we just be happy with that? Are you going to do this, or is this just all for nothing?
No, I'll roll with you.
Okay.
Are you going to go, Joel?
No, because I know I'm not welcome at the house, so that would make it a longer
drive. Why wouldn't you be welcome at the house?
I should be able to stay at Joel's house in one of his spare rooms, because he's only 5 minutes away from my house. That's what should happen.
You get there, Nick, and that would be half the battle. Then I'd have to tone down the dogs that would want
to
rip your...
You would give me a ride to Joel's house, that way I don't drive.
See how this is getting more convoluted by the minute?
And now I got... Aren't you concerned about my safety, though?
Not that much.
Yes, you are.
I mean...
This is your idea.
I don't want to be the Ivan Drago. But no. Don't drink that much then, man. Have some self-control.
No, I've got some control.
Okay.
Some control.
Some. But would you let Nick have sex in one of your beds, Joel?
Depends on which bed.
Any of them. Not yours, but
the
a spare bedroom.
Right there in the man cave.
Would you let him do it on the
not
couch in
the
spare
cave?
Why not?
No, because that's furniture.
What about the leather chair yet? You know?
No.
No?
No, his butt cheeks will stick to that. That gets really...
Sweaty ass all over the leather. It's gross.
Cody said, by the way, did I mention, and of course, because you threw it on me, which is fine. I did say Romeo Crennel is back to being the defensive coordinator, because he is. The Texans announced their coaching staff for the 2018 season, and I think it's a good thing. He's still assistant head coach, but he's back being defensive coordinator.
Well, I didn't throw it on you. He just said, did y'all, and I said, I didn't. Maybe Joel said it, because when we're in a conversation, do you remember everything I've said?
Absolutely.
Such a liar. I hate you. You are such a liar. Oh,
gosh. You know, Wes Welker is still their offensive special team, or he's... still on staff there? What a name that's just faded off into the sunset after being one hell of a receiver.
Not bad. Typical Patriots 5'9 white guy slot receiver.
That hates the turf at NRG.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That cost them, didn't it?
Everybody hated the turf at NRG.
Doubt. See, and now you're going to get me. D'Amico Ryans. Another one. Blue is Achilles rolled. You could see it roll up the back of his leg on that turf.
Oh, you could?
Yeah. It was pretty nasty.
I didn't know you could see it.
Go watch the video on YouTube.
I'm
good. Do it in the comfort of your own home.
I'm good.
Where Nick's staying this weekend when he finds a chick to get lucky with.
Not happening.
All right. You know what is happening? We're going to be here the rest of the week. Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. It is the usual suspects. Nick, Barry, and I will be back Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And you should be too. Until then, we're going to turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They're up next right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, boy.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.